science.
Brian Cox, Dr. Carl, David Suzuki. When it comes to science communicators, they're all household names. But how many women can you name who are well-known science communicators or famous celebrity scientists? Ahead of International Women's Day on Sunday, Lee Constable joins us. She's the host of Channel 10's science show Scope, and she is a celebrity. Lee, welcome.
I'm a celebrity to a certain group of kids who watch morning television.
And they matter. Now, before we get into it, tell me your story. How did you go from the family farm to hosting a national science TV show?
Well, long story short, I think it was being on a farm, and especially during drought, in the millennium drought, that I started to think a lot about the relationship with humans and nature and all those wonderful things. And I ended up studying science and drama and sociology and doing a bunch of different things that led me down this science media path and to where I am today.
You've been the host of Scope for around 4 years, but you took over from the original host, Dr. Rob Bell, who was in the role for more than a decade. How were you received taking over from a man who'd been doing the job for a long time?
Yeah, well, I have to say it was quite daunting for me personally, and I kind of felt a bit anxious about what the reaction would be. I'd say that being in children's TV actually made that quite a smooth transition, but there were always questions that came up like, we don't have a hair and makeup budget. Can you do your own? I know nothing about makeup. I'm here because of my science degree. So there kind of are little things that come up, and you realise that if I was a male host, I might not have to think about this as much. And then definitely there's always that discussion when you show up to a shoot and having a unisex name like Lee, they're like, oh wait, you're the host? Oh, okay. Wait, do you have a background in science?
Wow. Wow. When it comes to the campaign to get more girls and young women interested in careers in STEM, you say it's got to be more than that, because the challenge is not just getting women into STEM careers, but keeping them in STEM careers. Tell me about that leaky pipeline problem.
Yeah, so the leaky pipeline is the idea that on the way from undergraduate science study to becoming a professor in a given field, women are leaving at every different career stage. And that means that even in something like biology, where you might have a pretty good 50-50 split, or in some universities, even more women, women are still leaving at a higher rate than men. There are various different reasons for that. I mean, obviously overt sexism is a problem, but then there's also the subtle subconscious forms of discrimination that we all have to battle with all the time in promoting and hiring and assessing what a wonderful candidate looks like. And then there's also family raising as well. So I'm one of those leaks in the pipeline, I suppose, but I also like to think that I've gone in a different direction in a good way.
What's your advice to young women who might want to be science communicators, having heard these roadblocks exist, even on network TV?
Well, I think the thing for anyone who wants to be a science communicator is that there's a lot of opportunity to do it, but there's not a lot of opportunity to get paid for it. And I think that's one of the big challenges. And in fact, science communication as a field, interestingly, is dominated by women in number. I was just at the Australian Science Communicators Conference a couple of weeks ago, and it's mostly women. And it's just strange that we have this disconnect between the number of women entering science communication as a field and the number of science communicators we see on screen.
Yeah, there is a massive disconnect. I'd love to speak to you again as well. Lee, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Lee Constable is a STEM and Society TV presenter on Channel 10's Scope. This is RN Drive. Patricia Carvelis with you. After ABC News, we're going to be looking at the economic impacts of COVID-19. It's news time. It's 7:00.